Blog Talk Radio.
I'm only in my 60s. I've got a nice long life ahead. Big plans. So when I found out Medicare doesn't pay all my medical expenses, I looked at my options. Then I got a Medicare supplement insurance plan.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you may know it only covers about 80% of your Part B medical expenses. The rest is up to you. Call now and find out about an AARP Medicare Supplement Insurance Plan insured by United Healthcare Insurance Company. Like all standardized Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans, it helps pick up some of what Medicare doesn't pay and could save you in out-of-pocket medical costs.
To me, relationships matter. I've been with my doctor for 12 years. Now I know I'll be able to stick with him.
With these types of plans, you'll be able to visit any doctor or hospital that accepts Medicare patients. Plus, there are no networks and virtually no referrals needed. So don't wait. Call now and request this free decision guide to help you better understand Medicare and which AARP Medicare supplement plan might be best for you. There's a wide range to choose from.
We love to travel, and there's so much more to see. So we found a plan that can travel with us anywhere in the country.
Join the millions of people who have already enrolled in the only Medicare supplement insurance plans endorsed by AARP, an organization serving the needs of people 50 and over for generations. Remember, all Medicare supplement insurance plans help cover what Medicare doesn't pay and could save you in out-of-pocket medical costs. Call now to request your free decision guide and learn more about the kinds of plans that will be here for you now and down the road.
I have a lifetime of experience, so I know how important that is.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the Casual Chat, and I'm Ava Holly. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can call us at 516-453-9133. Be sure to press 1 to join the conversation and say hello with us. Of course, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Welcome, everyone. I'm Ava Holly, and for those of you that don't know me, I've been in radio since my college days. I'm a singer-songwriter, author, designer, and founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. Well, let me tell you, since the pandemic, I haven't been planning many events because for about 2 years, most concentrating in the past 2 years, we're looking to move 4A Star into an exciting new adventure. And since the pandemic, we've been working on it hard in the past 2 years, and we are getting closer and closer every day. So please stay tuned, because once that explodes, we are going to do some really cool things moving forward, including our charitable Ava's Eye Bags and much more. So stay tuned with us on that journey, because it's going to be fantastic. Fantastic. Welcome again to WBNN, Beverly Nation Network. Tonight we're going to be talking about taking advantage of the stepping stones in our lives. Now, when I say taking advantage, I mean that in a good way. What we do, I mean, when we're in it, we don't actually know that that's going to be a stepping stone. So when I say taking advantage, I say utilizing what we have, and now years later you find yourself from that stepping stone to another stone to another stone and moving yourself forward. So I would be remiss if I didn't mention some of the stepping stones that I've been going through with WBNN and beyond before we bring on a very special guest tonight. So I want to start by saying, from the share of WBNN, from my girl, International Internet Radio Hall of Famer Jerry Petito, to the share of WBNN to my girl, breaking records since she started this past year, Miss Tiana Speaks, from the great WBNN connections to connecting with all of you, the listeners. So that's been amazing. I would also have to say the stepping stones to the personal connections that I've already made since my start in 2021, which would be Mo Garman and Huni Bakatun, Magic Man Haru. We are building and building from the relationship to our producer, Brother O. I got to say thank you to Brother O, our Hall of Fame 4 times, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame DJ, producer, and proprietor of WBNN Oladele Melawa Ngozi. We know him better as DJ Oladsky and Brother O. So just some of the connections. I'm going to give a shout out to a couple of very special people that I had as guests on my show. One of them would be my very first guest, Auda Raquel, producer, singer, songwriter, spoken word artist, actress. Find her on Facebook at Auda, A-U-D-A, Raquel, R-A-Q-U-E-L. Auda Raquel was my very first guest. Then we actually cracked the 22 million listener mark with Sarah from Jersey Shore Doves, if you remember that show. Find Sarah at Jersey Shore Doves, doves.com, where they release doves at all different kinds of events all over, and she is just amazing. So check her out. You can find her on Facebook and Instagram as well. And also to our YouTube influencer who was on not too long ago, Sean, and look him up on YouTube, Adventures Abandoned. He's a rock star tribute artist, and he's looking to get some new subscribers on this new adventure of his, combining all of his talents into Adventures Abandoned. So now, how did I know that when I was in radio in college, which I mentioned in my intro, that I would be here on this fabulous WBNN network making all these great connections and sharing the casual chat with you? So I'm so excited for our show tonight because many of the shows, and the shows span the gamut on WBNN, many of the shows talk about all these things and where we've gone, where we come to, where we are going, and how we are moving ourselves forward. So with that said, I am very, very excited to bring on our special guest tonight. She is also a WBNN host. In fact, she's the former commissioner of this great WBNN network. She's an International Internet Radio Hall of Fame nominee for 2023, author, poet, and the queen. Please welcome Angela Thomas. Are you with us, Angela?
I am. How are you?
How are you tonight? I'm so excited to have you on the show.
I'm great. I can't complain. I won't complain. And I'm excited.
She's going to listen anyway, right?
Right.
I'm excited to talk to you about several things. We're going to talk about your poetry and your catalog works and what you're doing in the author's world, among your work ethic, and something that we found out that we're doing together. So let me start by you, you know, I know we each of our hosts have our own particular audience. So let's start with you just telling us a little bit about yourself to our audience and, you know, how you came to this WBNN network.
So hello, everyone. Again, thank you, Ava, for inviting me to share amongst your audience. Again, we all are family, and I'm grateful to be on this amazing network. I actually was a guest on this network exactly 3 years ago. I was interviewed and given the opportunity to come back and be a host. I took advantage of that, and I tell you, God has truly opened doors since then. I'm honored to be a part of this amazing network. We have an opportunity to be ourselves. We have an opportunity to allow the world to see who we are and what we stand for and to see things in our perspective. So many times we are given the opportunity, but we have stipulations. But I can say over here, we don't have stipulations. Our Brother O really requires us to do is to show up and respect the mic, you know, and I'm grateful.
Right.
I tell you,
right.
This journey has not been easy, but being able to share it and being amongst this amazing family to do that is amazing.
Well, what do they say? If it was easy, everybody would do it, right? I mean, there's only certain types of people that stand out in their own market, you know? And speaking of that, I know you have a brand new podcast. You are the general managing partner of The Crew Podcast. So tell us a little bit about how you went from starting at WBNN to now having your own podcast. What was the journey like there?
Well, I can honestly say this, that this journey that I've been on, everything that everybody see me doing, I did not set out to do it. My life has been a whirlwind of just different things. You're looking at and you're hearing the sound of someone that has been through domestic violence, shot point blank range with a sawed off shotgun, suicide attempt survivor. So many times I have thought that it was not necessary for me to be here and tried to take my own life. But God, and being able to still have the opportunity to be able to share. I count it our joy. And I've taken these opportunities to be that light for somebody else, because there's somebody listening that they may be in a dark place, you know, and we have those moments where we have to just, you know, utilize those things that set us back to be a stepping stone. So, yeah.
That's funny because, you know, I connected with Mo Garman over the fact that we're both cancer survivors. So when you say you've gone through something, you don't really go through it until you go through it. And you can't,
exactly,
you know, talk to somebody else about it until you go through it. I mean, you can be a shoulder for someone, yet you don't really understand until you've gone through that. So, you know, we need to have our mentors. We need to have those shoulders to lean on. But when you connect with somebody that's gone through what you've gone through, it becomes a whole different, you know, relationship and a whole different story.
Right.
So now, when
to
did
answer
you
your
start?
Question, to answer your question, Brother O, from the get-go, he has always spoken into my life, and he spoke it into existence because he kept saying that he saw me as the CEO of a network. And he spoke that thing into existence, you know. And I tell people all the time, you know, we don't understand the power that we possess. And if you are a believer, you know that over in Proverbs it tells you that there's power, there's life and death in your tongue. So you have the power to speak life, or you have the power to speak death. And Brother O spoke life into me. He spoke that thing over my life. Every time we would have a conversation, he would always bring mention to that, you know. And there's been several things that he's always, you know, constantly speaking. And I know I'm not the only person, because as a mentor and as the CEO of this network, you know, he truly has all of our best interests at heart, and he wants to see all of us thriving. So I know I'm not the only person that he's doing this for. And we have to understand that we have that power. And when someone speaks over our lives, but you have to believe it, and then you have to have the faith to step out and to operate. You know, you can't just think that because he's speaking that over my life that, you know, it's just going to happen. No, I had to get up and I had to do something about it. So I decided to, you know, just go on and step out on faith. I also been doing my own Monday morning motivational show for the last 3 years. And I said, you know what, I'm doing it over here anyway, so why not? I'm getting mentored, and I'm doing it anyway, so why not help somebody else along the way, give them the opportunity that has been given to me? Because oftentimes that we have these gifts and these talents, and we have these opportunities to give back to people, and we don't. When somebody's poured into us, somebody's given to us, but we won't give back to somebody else. I tell you, often I've asked people for guidance. I've asked them for leadership. I've asked them for different things, and they brushed me aside, and they put me off, and they've done this. But when I stepped out on faith, God just began to open the door, and he began to put the right people in place. So you're going to get no's.
Right.
You're going to get doors shut in your face. You're going to, you know, those should be stepping stones. Those should be hurdles that you can jump over, leaps and bounds, because if you believe the word, he said greater works. But he didn't say that it was going to be easy. You know, we have to take these scriptures. Some of us, we read the scripture, but we don't grasp it. We don't get the revelation from it. We don't put it down in our soul. We don't put ourselves in that place. We read it and we just read it. We just reading it as it's just words on the page. And, you know, if it say John, we reading it as that was John that did it. But, no, you got to put yourself in that place. And you got to see yourself doing that so that you can move past where you are. You know, you are the change.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the phrases that I love, you know, I always say I'm all about the old cliches and cliches that we hear all the time. But it's so funny. When you light a path for others, you light one for yourself. So hang on to that thought, because we're going to get into a track next by 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey and trainee, our very own Honey Bee Oletsky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't that great, brother? What a great soundtrack tonight with Gladys Knight and the Pips. I mean, you always play the most beautiful and perfect soundtracks for the shows, yet I'm really enjoying our Gladys Knight and the Pips tonight. So welcome back to WBNN. I'm Ava Holly. You are listening to The Casual Chat. Call us at 516-453-9133 to listen live, or press 1 to join the conversation and say hello to us as we chat with Angela Thomas-Smith, another great host at this storied network. So we were talking, Angela, about, you know, your podcast and how you got there and things like that. Let me go back. We don't always see in ourselves what others see in us, as you mentioned about Brother O and the different people that we meet that come in and out of our lives. And again, I say, you know, people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. So, you know, you meet people that you connect with and you wind up connecting on a much deeper level. I always say there's an outer circle and an inner circle. And those people in our inner circle are the ones that take us to different places as we take them to different places. So what has been the journey of the work ethic for you? Because I know you and I talked about that before the show. What kind of work ethic do you have to get yourself to a place where you are now, to have your own podcast, to have your own books out? What talk to the audience a little bit about the work ethic part of our lives.
Well, you have to be dedicated. You have to be committed. You have to be content with where you are. First, you have to know who you are, love yourself, and understand that if you don't get it, that you won't have it, that nobody's giving you nothing. And if you want something in this world, that you have to go out here and get it. That's mm-hmm. the work ethic that I have. But always what I have learned on this journey, and God dropped this in my spirit 3 years ago, and that's how the L3 movement came about. And it was three words that began with the letter L: learn, love, and lead. Understand that you always have to be a student. You always have to be willing to learn, because this world is forever evolving. Even if you have the highest of degrees, as many as you want to have, there's still something in this world that you don't know that somebody else can share with you. So always be open to learning. And then in this world, you have to know how to move in love. Love is action. You know, oftentimes we open our mouth and we say that we love, but then we want move in love. As simple as calling into the show, pressing one and saying something, or, you know, sharing something on social media, or just picking up the phone and texting somebody. You know, those are things that we do to show love. Those are action words. You know,
mm-hmm.
learn how to love and lead. You have to lead by example. You know, be that change that you desire to see. Don't just
right.
talk about it. Be about it. That's what I have learned on this journey. You know,
that's what I always say. Be that change. You know, be the change you want to see in the world. And you're doing great things, and I love the message that you're spreading tonight. Talk to us a little about the new podcast.
So, I originally started out when we originally launched the podcast. We started with five hosts, and then we added some more hosts. Unfortunately, we had one host that was diagnosed with a rare lung disease. So she actually on last night, we made her an honorary host. She had to step down from her show, so we made her an honorary host on last night. But currently we have 10 amazing hosts on the network, different backgrounds. We are from different walks of life. We're from different parts of the world. We have some out there in California, some up in New York, some from California. But we're from different parts. We just want to be that change that we desire to see. And we're sharing things that we are passionate about, our perspective, and giving others an opportunity to chime in with their perspective. So that's what we're doing. We are the change that we desire to see. That is our motto. So, yeah. That's what we're doing over there, just trying to be the change.
That's cool. And how do we listen to that podcast? How do you get to it?
So we're on just about every night at 8 p.m. Again, we are shy of four hosts right now. As soon as I fill those four spots, we're going to be able to be on every single night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stream live through Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And then if you miss us live, you always can hear the replay through like iHeart, Spotify, most places that stream podcasts, most podcast outlets we stream. We are right now currently one of the trending popular channels over on U42. If you're not familiar with U42, it is an amazing platform like YouTube. We are one of the trending channels right now. So y'all go over and check us out.
And that's cool. So you can watch it right live on Facebook, you're saying?
Yeah, you can tune in live on Facebook. We go live at 8 p.m. If most of the time we have events created on Facebook. If you are on a Facebook user or a LinkedIn user or a YouTube user, there's an event that is created. We stream via StreamYard. So when I create the link for us to go live, it creates an event that automatically generates a event for the various platforms that you will go live on. So individuals that want to follow you, they can go over to that event and they can mark themselves going. So when you go live, it automatically notifies them that you are live. So if you are if you use StreamYard, know that you have that capability and you should be utilizing that to you know, engage and interact with your followers.
I like that. And then this U42, that's something that's new to me. I'll have to go check that out. And listeners, check that out, U42, and let's give some support to our girl, Angela Thomas-Smith, and we can find her podcast, which I'm excited about, Da Crew, it's called, right?
Yes, it's called Da Crew Podcast and Media Network.
Nice. We have a caller in queue, so let's see who's listening in. Caller one, hi. Who are you? Where are you calling from? Are you there, caller?
Can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me?
Anna, yes, can you hear me?
Okay,
yes.
Hi, guys.
Oh, we lost you. Let's try again. Do we have caller one in queue?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I really was calling number one. How y'all doing? This is Jesus. Hi, Ava and Angela.
Hey, Jesus, how are you, girlfriend? How you
doing?
Good
evening to you, sis. Good evening to you, both of you, and much honor to Angela and all that she's sharing with the world, and you as well, Ava, with radio for so many years, and to my big sis, Cherry Petito, and also to Tiana. As well in this section, and just honored everybody, Brother O, for everything, and just seeking all of us, being gravitated to all of us for WB and Ava. When you first started your show, you spoke about the word that you use, stepping stone to get to where you are. And stepping stones, I feel, is such a significant part of the journey. And one stepping stone for me that helped me with my transformation with, like, bondage, you know what I'm saying, not feeling good, was to overcome, to not define myself based on what someone would say about me. Because that part of my life was one of the weakest points of my life, because I had to understand life and build myself back up from, like, separation anxiety, you know what I'm saying, severe depression, low self-esteem, lack of confidence. So I transcended all of those attributes when people would speak against me, because they did not understand me, and no one is wrong for that. You see what I'm saying? It taught me, I used that as a stepping stone to teach myself that I need to understand me. And when I say teach myself, I had to do surgery on my state of mind, which was connected to my emotions. So a stepping stone for me was, and my father helped me out with this, but sometimes your parents can plant a seed, but through experiences where you have to, that's when the seed is soiled. You see what I'm saying? And watered.
Right.
So a stepping stone for me, which was a transformation for me to uproot and release lack of confidence, believing and defining myself of what someone would speak against me. And the stepping stone for that was me to believe in myself, which helped me to create what is beneficial for life. You see what I'm saying? So I just, thanks for listening, ladies, and the best to you.
Well, thank you.
Not
well, thank
any
you so
good
much, Jesus.
The best to you.
Thank you so much for calling in. When is your next show, honey?
Thank you. My show is always the last Thursday of every month at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Jesus, thank you. God bless everybody. And the best to you all.
Well,
and shall you all have all that you need.
We love you. We see you. We believe in you. And thank you so much for calling in. All right.
Well,
we have a track next. Before we get back to our guest, we have a track next coming up by 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey and trainee, Honey B. Oledsky.
Now, you know I'm going to start my mess right now. Of course, we got Angela Thomas Smith on here right now. We got the Battle Network Stars coming up on Sunday, the 18th of June. You know what I'm saying? We got eight great people that will be a part of it. And, of course, you know, Angela Thomas Smith, who is number fourth ranked, will go against the fifth ranked, Dr. Chinchilla J. And then the host of this show, Ava Holly, we'll be going against the person I'm about to bring up right now. Surprise, surprise, surprise. You're going against this lady right here, Miss Sixth Ranked, Ava Holly, versus third ranked, Jersey Jewel. I'm gone.
Oh, my gosh. Now, wait a minute. That's not the person you told me I was going against last time. And let me tell you, I don't even know how that whole thing all works. So I guess I'm going to find out. And Miss Jerry Petito is going to school me. So caller number two, Jerry Petito, is that you?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yay. What the heck?
All I want to say is I went up against your guest, Angela. I went up against Tuni, and I'm going up against you. This ought to be fun, girl, okay? So,
yeah, oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. Jerry,
well.
Yeah, I found out just today, too. you got to see the message I sent you earlier because we're going to do something fun.
All right, so I want to say hello to you, and I want to say hello to Angela, and I want to read a poem. Because Angela said something about everybody having gifts and talents.
Mm-hmm.
And my poem is called Utilizing Gifts and Talents. So I wasn't planning on reading this until she said that. Okay, guys? Girls? All right.
Sounds good to me.
Here we go. Utilizing Gifts and Talents. We are born with talents. We are born with drive, with different gifts to help us thrive. I knew early on I was born to draw and paint, to also write poetry, and to talk without restraint. Our gifts and talents should all be used, God's gift to us not be abused. We can go far in life for sure using our gifts to go on tour. All our talents should be used to create ourselves and more, but then our job's to share them, ladies, to even up the score. You see, in life what's needed is not just for ourselves. Once our gifts are mastered, take them off the shelves. A living we can make by spreading them around, not just for the money, to spread a peaceful sound. So don't take for granted the gifts you're given. Go out and spread the joy. Our gifts are not to be held back for us to self-destroy. Put your efforts forth. Do not hesitate. All your talents, my friend, are never second rate. Never hold them back or you will surely die. Maybe not in body, but your soul will cry. Our gifts were made to share. Our talents made to soar. Go through life enlightened, and then you can roar. Be proud of who you are. Be happy you're alive. Once again, my friend, your gifts will help you thrive. By putting efforts forth, not keeping them at bay, Angela Thomas, girlfriend, your name will live forever, forever and a day. So go through life excited for what you sure can give. To yourself and others is our reason to live. Our grave will be quite lonely, but our legacy lives on, so make sure people smile with the breaking dawn. There you go, lady.
Oh, wow. Beautiful, Jerry. As always, your poetry so beautiful. Beautiful. What do you think of that, Angela?
Wow. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Always.
So,
always find something that fits the occasion. So thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jerry.
You know, well,
thank you, Jerry.
I have to say something. First of all, well, you know, Ava, how I feel about you. I mean, you're one of my closest friends. And what you have done, you know, what WBNN has done for all of us. But, Angela, with everything that you went through in life and what you're doing now, you have absolutely honored God by utilizing all your gifts and talents, and he will never, ever leave you because of your choices. So I love you for that, girl. God bless you.
Amen. I love you, Jerry Petito. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much for calling in. We love you.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Well, what do you think of that, Miss Angela?
About gifts and talents, I tell you. And it's I just released a poetry book on yesterday, and the name of the poetry book is God's Joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's a book of poems from my heart to yours. And I break down that word joy. It is
Jesus over yourself. It is trust in the process. The blood still works, and God's time isn't our time. So inside of the book, I share, I think it's 15 poems. 15 poems.
Wow.
And they're broken into three sections. Trust the process, the blood still works, and God's time. And I'm going to read the titles to you really quick. The first one in trusting the process is called Trust, Hold On, Press, Stay the Course, We Will Not Be Moved. And then the second section, which I dedicate to those that have family members that is incarcerated, those that have been wrongfully incarcerated and overly incarcerated, mm-hmm. is dedicated to two individuals that I'm currently working with, Jerome Devonny Wilson and Cornell Drummer. And it's called The Blood Still Works. It's the first poem is Depression, Oppression, Stronghold, Deliverance, and Victory. And then the third section of the book is called God's Time. And then the five poems is Always on Time, Faint Not in Well Doing, Never Denied, Start to Finish, and He is Never Failing. God dropped that in my spirit. And I've never done a solo poetry book. Every poetry book that I've done, and I have four other poetry books out, but the other poetry books that I've done, they've always been anthologies because I've always believed in just, you know, allowing other people to share. And I didn't really think I was a poet. But God dropped that in my spirit, and He gave me that, and I had to put it in a book. So I put it in a book, and I dedicated it to my amazing sisters and brothers. I have two natural siblings left here on this earth, and then I have two brothers and sisters. So it's four of them, Annette Martin, Quinn Thomas, Gerald Ball, and LaTanya Colbert. I dedicated this book to them because they have truly been my inspiration. They've truly been my motivation. Awesome. They have been my strength. Even when I lost faith in myself, they were there to encourage me. They were there to inspire me. They were there to push me and to keep me on this journey that we call life. So this book is dedicated to them.
You got to have those people in your lives. You know, you got to have that. And if you don't have that, you know, you have it here with us. Find somebody here that you resonate with. Yet, you know, somebody's going to come across your path that's going to be that person for you, just like it was for you, Angela, or for me, or for Brother O, or Jerry, and whoever, you know. So those people always come across our lives to open something up in us that we might not have seen. So hold that thought, because I want to talk more about your poetry, yet we have another caller in queue. So let's see who's calling in. Caller 3, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Good evening, Ava. It's Genesis Amars Kemp. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Genesis. Always so nice to hear your pleasant voice. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to call in and show some love and support for you and your creative element as well as your guest tonight. I do like the fact that she dedicated some poetry to give others hope and et cetera. I think that's a beautiful thing, especially whenever we could put out content that will help uplift someone else, because you never know what somebody is going through, whether they are close to you or they're far away, and you never know how the power of your words and literary elements can shape and change someone else's life.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I forgot to ask Jerry when her next show is. I mean, I know she's the week prior to me, so she was on last week, so she would be 4 weeks from last Tuesday, I believe. So, and Genesis, when is your next show?
My next show would be coming up in July. I just had a show on Monday, so that's in the archives right now. So my next show is July 3rd, Monday.
Yeah, that was a really good show. I enjoyed that. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I look forward to your next show, as well as hearing from the other hosts and what they've got to give us. So thanks again, Genesis, and have a great rest of your evening. We have a track coming up by 2019. Bye-bye. By 2019, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey and trainee, Honey B. Oletsky. Welcome back to WBNN. I'm Ava Holly. You are listening to The Casual Chat here on Beverly Nation Network. You can call us at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. All right. We are back with Angela Thomas-Smith. And Angela, tell me a little bit about Angela's catalog. I saw that on Facebook, and that's all your collection of poetry, correct?
So, yeah, that is my poetry. So I have there is 3 books out of Word Speaks. It is a series entitled Word Speaks. And it's just that was my introduction to poetry. That's when I first started doing poetry. It's a lot of anthologies. It was a lot of individuals just deciding to, you know, share their poetry, and I wanted to give them an outlet because they, you know, didn't want to do their books. They didn't want to do a whole book, or they didn't have a whole bunch of poetry to put in a book by themselves. So they just wanted to share. So it gave me an opportunity to allow some of my play sons, because, of course, I don't have any kids, but some of my play sons out of Africa to share some of their works inside of these books. So that is the first series. I'm working on another series that is dedicated to mental health and those that deal with things in silence. And the title of that series is called Silently Hurt Inside, Hurt No More. And then there's 3 books. The first book, which dropped in April, is called Finding Forgiveness. The second book, which is going to drop the end of July, is called Finding Hope. And then the third book is going to be Finding Love.
That's amazing.
That's my dabble in that.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about that, yet we have another caller, so hold your thought for 1 minute,
okay.
And let's see who caller 4 is. Where are you, and who are you, and where are you calling from?
Malay. Angel Ava Holly, how you doing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
hello.
I had to start off by speaking a language in a tone in which you're familiar with, Malak. You're definitely, truly an angel. Love your divine energy, meeting you in person, spending time with you. And always got that type of inspiration. I tell you, even before I spent time with you in person and listened to your shows, and I just want to take time to say thank you for being in the grind for such a long time and being a part of, you know, our company of WBNN. Now, as far as International Internet Radio Hall of Fame nominee, my spiritual daughter, what can I say about you? I'm telling you, you're definitely another, what I refer to as a malaik, which is Arabic or Hebrew for an angel, okay? And you definitely are a daughter of the Most High, and you have put in some serious work. You've been through some things, a lot of things, during the course of this life. And you incarnated here to go through the things in which you have went through, as well as the things that you are doing now. I just want to add on to something I noticed, and I just was aware of a revelation that hit me today. And I noticed that when it comes to people, you know, you are in one of the most important positions, about ready to receive one of the most prestigious recognitions that anyone can ever receive when it comes to broadcasting, okay? And I noticed that for a lot of people, just to be supportive, to have enough time, space, and energy just to send forth that email. You get what I'm saying? And it's almost like, correct me if I'm wrong, it's almost like trying to pull a loose tooth out of a hungry lion. But you know your Abba got you, though. I got you, you know, your front, your back, as well as surrounding you, okay, with divine love and support. Now, look, I got a show that's coming up. You know, once a year, I noticed that, it may be twice a year, that we do 2 shows. I got another show. We Will Aware You will come back on the 29th of this month, and it's time to hit them hard because we are dealing with a recent another shooting of a mistaken, not even a mistaken identity, but, you know, this Asian guy mistakenly thought this young man was stealing in the store. But now I have to take time to address that concept, you know, where that concept comes from, you know, when people look at our people and our people are capable of stealing and stuff like that. So the name of this particular show that I'm speaking about is speaking about military mindset. It's time to make them pay the ultimate price, okay? That'll be 9:30 coming up June 29th. Love you with the heart and soul of me, okay?
Well, I love you too, Huni. It's a pleasure getting to know you. I'm looking forward to some of the things we are planning together, and we'll keep everybody informed about that. So so you and I were supposed to battle, but it looks like we're not doing that anymore. yet anyway, I shall learn about that. That's going to be a new thing.
And you were saying Jared didn't get to say when she was going to be on. Well, Huni said he was going to be on the 29th, so that means I'm going to be on the 28th, and that means Jared will be on the 27th because we're the right there together. We're 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, so she'll be on my number, 27. Number follows me everywhere, so that's we'll remember that one. All right, well, before we get back to your poetry, we have yet another caller in queue, so caller number 5. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Ava. How are you? This is Tiana Speaks, the host of Power with Thoughts. Hello to Angela, and hello to Brother O as well. I just want to say I'm enjoying the show, and it's nice to have two powerful women together speaking about their experiences. It's absolutely amazing. And I think both of you represent positivity in this world that it needs. Both of you are very humble. Both of you are very caring. Both of you are very giving. And I just think it's great to have two wonderful people in the same exact place at the same time, spreading positivity to 23 million people and individuals and touching lives. Ava, you personally have touched my life because I wouldn't be where I'm at without you right now. I wouldn't be a lot of things in my life. And you're always a friend that I can always count on, and I love you very much. And Angela, you are so strong, such a strong individual. I'm so proud of both of you and everything that you have accomplished. And I appreciate the sincerity, you know, you guys being genuine, you guys being humble. I appreciate that you are not adding to all the evil in this world, but actually eliminating it if you can. So I wanted to say
thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Your show is so great, The Power of Thoughts. I know you just had one the 2nd, so when is your next one? Do you know?
June 30th. 9:30 p.m.
And you're right after Huni's show. So we got a great lineup coming up. So I hope you listeners are writing this down so you know when everybody's coming on. If not, you can always check us out on Facebook, and we've always got the shows coming up. So thank you, Ms. Tiana, for calling in. We love you.
I love you guys.
All right.
So you guys have a good one. And thank you, you know, for having me.
Thank you.
I love you. So Angela, hang on. We're going to get into another track, and then we'll come back and talk a little more poetry. So track next by 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey and trainee, Honey B. Oletsky. Thank you. Welcome back. This is Ava Holly. You're listening to The Casual Chat on WBNN, Beverly Nation Network. Welcome, everybody. We are glad you are tuning in tonight as we speak with former commissioner and International Internet Radio Hall of Fame nominee and author and poet and queen of the airwaves, Angela Thomas-Smith. Angela, we were talking about your poetry. We were talking about your poetry, and you were mentioning earlier that, you know, you have collections. So are people getting into your books? How would someone get into one of your books if they wanted to? Can they contact you directly, or how does that work?
So if they want to join one of my projects, like I have, I would love to, if you are a new poet, even if you are a seasoned poet and just want to, you know, get your work out there, I believe in collaborate. I believe in partnering. And right now I have an opportunity for 30 poets. There were 15 poets that was in the last book, Silently Hurt, Hurt No More. Well, I am looking for 30 individuals to share. Or if more want to join, they can join, but they can reach out to me via Linktree, Queen of Collaboration. It has all my contact information, my email address. Everything is Queen of Collaborations if it's not the Crew Podcast. So you can reach out to my email at queenofcollaborations@gmail.com. And I'm on social media under that same tag, Queen of Collaborations. That's me. That's what everybody. Somebody gave me that name. Again, that is something that was spoken into my life. Somebody spoke that into my life because I wasn't even doing this. I was not doing this. Not thinking about doing a lot of the stuff that I'm doing. Definitely wasn't thinking about collaborating and partnering and being a voice for nobody. So yeah. Somebody spoke this into my life, and I just began to move.
I think it's really funny because as you wound up being a guest on my show this month, you and I found out that we are both doing something else together that we never maybe thought would be in our lives. So let's talk a little bit about that because, you know, I'm looking to move my business into a bed and breakfast. We've been working on it for quite some time and we're getting a little close now, so I don't really talk about it like over the airwaves too much. I don't want to jinx anything, but it's been a bit of a roller coaster, and that will be a story in of itself. Yet we are both in a competition, right, called My Favorite Chef. And I think it's not only chefs, it's home cooks also. And I'm learning so much and I thought just for a whim, I mean, among other prizes, one of the prizes is to get a cooking experience with the great Carla Hall. If you know Carla, not only is she a model, an actress, producer, she's on the Halloween baking shows and she does all kinds of chef shows. She's been on Top Chef and all kinds of stuff. And I just adore her. I've loved her from the moment I saw her on TV, and I saw that and I thought, how cool would that be for my bed and breakfast to you know, win a cooking experience with her, among other things. So and then I'm learning and how we do it, and I think it's more really of a voting thing right now. And then I saw you post about it, and I don't know anybody else in our circle of life that you know, our sphere of influence, I don't know anybody else that's doing that we know. But you and I are doing that, so hopefully our listeners can check that out on Facebook, Favorite Chef, and can vote for both Angela and myself, and I think the voting opens up June 12th, right?
Correct. It opens June 12th, and all of the individuals that's a part of the contest have their own individual link. And the idea is to share the links and to get people to vote for you. One of the ways to win a competition is definitely going to be by vote, but then there's also going to be a competition where you're going to have to cook a meal, video it, send it in, and it'll be voted on by Carla. You'll have the opportunity to do a cooking session with her and be featured in a magazine. Not to mention, you have the opportunity to win $25,000 to help push your venture forward. So, it is a great opportunity.
I think it's an amazing. Right, me too. Yeah. It's an amazing experience. I was so excited when I got the email that they accepted me into there. I'm not a chef, yet I love to cook. I especially love to cook breakfast, and I love to bake. So that's kind of fun. So stay tuned for more of that from both Angela and myself. And we have another caller in queue. Caller 6 in queue, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Ava. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, Mo. How are you? I mentioned you earlier, and I love the fact that you called in because you and I have such a great connection over some things that we share. So how are you tonight?
Yes, I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. I just had to call in to support the show, Two Dynamic Women Making Positive Waves in the Universe. I love it. I love it. I love it. Angela, I'm interested in reading your poetry, especially your poetry on mental health. Maybe I missed it, but I could hear all the stuff about the collaboration, but I just don't know how can I get the book.
So the book is on Amazon. It is called Silently Hurt Inside, Hurt No More, Finding Forgiveness. The link is posted out. If you're on Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube, we have the link posted all over. But, of course, I can get the link to you. Or if you want me to get you a book, I can get a book to you, however you want to do it. Just reach out.
I would love a book. I would love that. That's right in my wheelhouse.
Also, it's in Barnes & Noble. One of the writers, she actually went into Barnes & Noble today. It is part of their short list. If anybody know about books and about short lists, it is a part of their short list. So you can go into any Barnes & Noble and purchase that book or ask for it, and they can get it for you.
Wow.
We found that out today. So, yes, it is available.
That's great information.
Silently Hurt Inside, right?
It is called Silently Hurting Inside, Hurt No More, Finding Forgiveness. And that is volume one. Volume two is Silently Hurt Inside, Hurt No More, Finding Hope. And then the third edition is going to be Finding Love, and then we're closing out.
Wow. I think that is.
Well,
so
you know
phenomenal.
What? We're gonna get all the links and all the ways to reach out to each other, out through my social media, and that'll help with Angela's social media, and so everybody will have a way to find her, get her book, and be able to collaborate or at least reach out and get a copy of some of her stuff. So thank you so much, Mo, for calling in. When's your next show, hon?
My next show will be on June 16th, and I'll have a special guest, Dr. Perkins Muhammad, and we'll be talking about how untreated trauma impacts our relationships.
Oh, wow. Just what we need. I'm looking forward to that.
Trauma,
and
untreated trauma.
Right?
Right.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in. Take care, Mo. Have a great
and
night.
Ava, if we have time, I would love to share a piece out of my new book that dropped on yesterday, if we have time.
Oh, sure. Why don't you go ahead and get that ready, because we're going to get into another track, and then we can come right back with that. So track next by 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey and trainee, our own Honey B. Oleski. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, and we have yet another caller on the line. And a little birdie told me that it is our 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee who had the most wonderful show last night. So welcome, Tara Strength. Where are you calling from, honey?
I'm calling from out of Philadelphia. How you doing this evening, Ava?
How are you, Tara? So wonderful to hear you.
Yes, yes. I'm just calling in to support the show. You got two of my favorite ladies, you and Angela. Angela doing her thing, the queen of collaboration. I can't wait to hear an excerpt from her book if she's going to give us a taste of that tonight. But I just wanted to, I called in to support your show. This is a great
Thank
show.
Thank you, Tara.
If you feel a
I appreciate it.
And, you know,
appreciate you so much, our Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You there?
I'm here.
We appreciate you so much. And, yeah, we're going to close the show with her poem, so hang in there, or her excerpt, I should say, and get some final thoughts. So thank you so much for calling in. Anything you want to add or ask Angela?
How do you do it, Angela? I mean, how do you do it?
How do I do it? How can I not do it? How can I not do it?
How do you not do it, right?
Because
you
all we have is time and opportunity in this world. You know, we have opportunity to do any and everything that we want to do. You know, I look at people that is incarcerated. They don't have an opportunity to be out in this free world to make a difference, yet I see so many of them trying to make a difference from behind prison walls.
Right.
But we are free, yet some of us act like we are in prison. We won't go outside our house. We won't look on other people's things. We are in prison in the mind to where we think that, you know, we can't help nobody do nothing. We can't encourage nobody. We can't lift nobody up. We can't do nothing. You know, we get so down on ourselves. I know this stuff that I know because I've been there. But I'm able to tell people about it so they don't have to stay where they are and that other people that are not there don't have to be in that place. So that's how I do this. I do this because I don't want people to go down the roads that I went down. Right. They have options and they have opportunity. So
Thank you for that, Angela. Thank you, Terrence, for calling in. So appreciate you. Thank you. I'm just trying to move it along because we got to get to our final thoughts, and I want to get an excerpt in from you. Yet we have our fifth reigning commissioner on the line waiting to talk to us, who's out rehearsing with her band, and she got to squeeze in to call us. So are you there, Miss Dr. Chinchilla J? Are you there?
Well, put her on ice. We got 5 seconds. Come on, Chinchilla.
I know
right,
she's out rehearsing with her band. She sent me a message that she may not get to call, but she wanted to say hats off to you, Angela, and hello to us. So, all right, we'll see if she gets in. So let's go to some final thoughts, Angela. I know you wanted to give us a little excerpt, so go ahead and do that, and then we'll wrap it up and get to Ngozi time. And, you know, go ahead and enlighten us.
Okay, so this poem, like I say, this is a new book. It is my debut poetry book, solo book by myself. I hope you guys enjoy it. This poem is called Stay the Course. Learn to love and lead with grace. Stay the course and trust the pace. You are the change that you desire, so keep on going and never tire. You can create a better world if you are if we all believe and stay unfrail, love and lead with strength and care, be the change we want to share. Let us use our power to guide. We can make a difference side by side. Lead with love and never fear. A brighter future is drawing near. We have the power to make it right. Together we can shine so bright. Stay the course and learn to love. We are the change we seek above. And that's called Stay the Course.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Before we get to your final thoughts, it looks like Chinchilla is back on the line. So Dr. Chinchilla Jay, our fifth reigning commissioner at WBNN, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you tonight, Ava
there
and
you
Angela?
Are. Hi, lovely.
Yes, hi. I have enjoyed the show tonight. I've been listening while rehearsing, and so I said I had to sneak out a minute and to let you guys know that I am enjoying the show. Angela, I love your poetry. Your poetry was really nice and everything and the conversation. And I just love both of you ladies. And both of you are so wonderful and so amazing. And I just appreciate both of you for all that you do. And, again, I am enjoying this show. And my next show is Sunday, everybody, Sunday, 9:30 p.m., where we're going to have part two of Issues, the Issues of the Black Man. And we're going to talk about how the black woman plays a role and how the black woman can either hinder or help the man. Okay, so it's going to be really interesting. So tune in to that. And, again, thank you so much for the show tonight, ladies. I love you much. I got to get back into rehearsal.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Chinchilla Jay, our fifth reigning WBNN commissioner. We had the opportunity to have lunch the other day, and I won't even get into the 2.5 hours we waited to get our food. Well, actually, we were there close to 2.5 hours, so we're not going to rat those people out yet. It gave us a chance to get to know each other a little better, right? So that was fun, and we are bringing some collaboration and some things to the table as well, so I really enjoyed that. All right, we have one more caller in queue, caller 9 in queue. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booz Brothers. Represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your mom Dukes had episodes recorded on VCR tape of All My Children because it came on while she was at work. What's good?
How you doing, Clev?
Oh, you know, I'm just excellent out tonight. You know what I mean? What I wanted to do was hang glide food to the tri-state to let y'all ladies know, you know what I'm saying? It was good listening to hear the build-up. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we got people out here that go through all trials and errors of life, you know what I'm saying, and transgressing, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we got haters out here, you feel me, beaming on us, you know what I mean? Like we down at the Philadelphia Spectrum in 1986, you know what I'm saying, where all the light, where the lights is coming on, where we coming out, you know what I mean, in our warm-ups. But what I'm saying to you is it's good to hear that, you know, I want to say this to everyone. You know what I mean? Just to elaborate on what we heard tonight, you know what I'm saying? You know, people need to know that no matter what hardships you go through, you know what I mean, these are the episodes of war, you know what I'm saying, through your lifespan. And some people give up. Some people become casualties of war. Some people become prisoners of war, you know what I'm saying? However, you know, we got those who keep fighting and are able to tell the story about what happened in their episodes of war, you know what I'm saying? You know, decorated suits and sleeved up as you should be. We all salute, you know what I'm saying, to the women who survived the episodes of war and continued to and understood to know that their lifespan has to continue no matter what it is, you know what I'm saying? Y'all seen Forrest Gump with Lieutenant Dan got his damn legs blown off, you know what I'm saying? That ain't stopped him. I'm continuing on, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I wanted to say to people. You know what I mean? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booz Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. We're the Chinese food store where you get shrimp fried rice and egg foo young sell 16-ounce cans of old age at the 2 o'clock in the morning. Check your satellites.
Oh, my God. We love you, Clever One. Thank you for calling in. As you say, dropping that jewelry on us. So love you, man, and talk to you soon. All right. We are ready for our favorite time of the show, right, Brother O? It is your mother and father's favorite producer bringing us Ngozi time.
but he still found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no,
no.
So he turned down his hope at the even sold his old car, bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes he did, he said he would. Oh no, he's leaving, on that midnight train to Georgia. Said he's going back to find,
ooh,
a simpler place and time.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
and I'm gonna be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, that midnight train to Georgia.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
In my opinion, the greatest female soul singer of all time, Gladys Knight, and two cousins and a brother, the Pips, tonight right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. First of all, I'm going to give honor to, you know, general managing partner, Anson Thomas Smith of the Crew Podcast, and, of course, alternative broadcaster right here at WBNN. Young lady that listened to instruction, and she has been, you know, an inspiration to me. And all the folks out there, you know, that do listen to us on a constant basis, we have outstanding hosts. And each single host can do their own podcast. That's the goal. You know, that is the breath that we breathe. For them to have their own franchises, to have windfall dividend for themselves and their families. I'll also give a shout out to E. Davis this week for starting her own podcast on YouTube. So proud of all of our hosts here at the one and only Beverly Nation. And so proud of this host here, a renaissance, say it will, for Ava Holly. You know, when you go through, you know, the trials and tribulations of, you know, doing your podcast and trying to win, late 2022-2023 has been an outstanding situation for this young lady. Coming into this year, she's had, you know, five consecutive championships right here at WBNN. And tonight, it's her sixth. Congratulations to Ava Holly on her 11th WBNN Beverly Nation All-Time Connection record, you know, with the Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer, who I miss very, very much. You're looking at Darlene Lawrence and Anna Waddell, Randy Rogers, those three passed away and were part of one of the greatest networks of all time. Giving honor to Randy Rogers, you know, known as AKA King Cadence, the Caden Storm Poetry Art Feature Desire had 20 championships, 17 in a row in 2019, you know, garnering, you know, the Anna Waddell Award. You know, we look at those type of things and seeing how great this network has been. And we're so proud of our resilience. We are the greatest internet radio network of all time. No matter who you think you are, we're the greatest. But if you have a podcast and you're starting up, you should really believe that you're the greatest, right? But, you know, I got receipts, right? And, of course, again, congratulations to Ava Holly for what she does on a constant basis. And, of course, you know, 18th of June, you know, we get together, you know, again, with the Battle Network stars, you know, eight great hosts are part of it. You know, the eighth rank, you know, person, you know, right now, the best rookie to be involved is Tiana Speaks, eighth rank. Cover One, seventh rank. Ava Holly, sixth rank. Chinchilla Jonesia, fifth rank. Ansel Thompson, fourth rank. Jerry Petito, third rank. Queenie Buckington, second rank, and Tara Strength, first rank. And we're going to have a ball, y'all. We're going to have a good time on Sunday, June 18th, sponsored by Quicken Loans this year. And we have an opportunity to have three great hosts, you know, to come on here and be judges. First of all, Miss Danielle Cheney, part of the Epiphany Network. And, of course, you know, our resident, you know, judge has been here since 2019, the wonderful Sylvia L. Blaylock, you know, Queen of Network. And then we had the opportunity for the first time, a person who is part of our legacy, the Soul Twins, right? 2017, 2019, with the great Anna Waddell, who has transitioned to love with her outstanding God. And Edward Burks will be one of our wonderful judges for that night. I am so ecstatic for the Battle Network stars. Let's get it in. And how it is you promote your show. Eight people promoting the show the best, you know, and then, you know, a final round of the two that were voted with the highest count. We'll go at it, you know, at a best free-for-all to see who would be the champion this year of the Battle Network stars. And we look at all of the greats that have done it, and I'm so proud of what we do on a constant basis right here at WBNN. Tomorrow night, we'll come back on with another great. Her name is Dee Davis, y'all, our business analyst. The name of the show is Strictly Business, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation. And we have advertising through WBNN and Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi Time, you know, Ngozi underscore time. All of that in Malay, we go see at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ole De Lay, that goes with my@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, the 2018 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Disc Jockey Enshrining, the 2021 Producing Enshrining, and the 2022 Lifetime Achiever. Thank you, Hooney. I know. You know, I always want me to say that, but I don't feel like saying that because y'all already know. Over there in Malay, when goes to saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now back to the class of 2021 and part of the Battle Network Stars, the sixth-ranked host of this year, Miss Ava Holly, y'all.
Hello again. Thank you so much. I was just like bouncing off the wall when you said that I had another connection record, so that's so exciting. Thank you for that. I also want to mention that our commissioner, who's out rehearsing with her band, loved you, Brother O, our Internet DJ Hall of Fame soundtrack of our lives tonight with the incomparable Gladys Knight and the Pips. And ironically, Midnight Train to Georgia was just that last culmination of song as we close out our show. So I want to say thank you very much to our wonderful special guest, former commissioner, Angela Thomas-Smith, and all the other accolades. Thank you to all the callers for calling in tonight. Not really enough time to mention everyone by name, yet I do want to shout out to our very first guest, Auto Raquel. Find her on Facebook, JerseyShoreDoves.com. Find Sarah on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Sean, Adventures Abandoned. Find him on YouTube. He's our rock tribute artist. Thank you guys for being part of WBNN. I am so honored and proud to know you all. Thank you and have a wonderful night. We will see you back here again with the Casual Chat on July 5th.